Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, folks, it is now or never. I can't emphasize this enough. And as a matter of fact, you know I do emphasize this a lot. So, without any further ado, thank you for listening. This is the 1,000th episode. So we've kind of reached a point where it, you know, make notice. So there's a party somewhere. I believe that somebody's partying. Maybe not for this reason, but anyway. Let's go ahead and move forward because I'm going to continue to fail at trying to be funny. So the petition is posted. And so, right, wrong, or indifferent, I may have to, you know, have to make some changes to it. But bottom line, one of the things that we have with the signature sheet that is posted with it is the delineation that this petition will be subject to change. It will not change in substance or context. In other words, the intent behind this petition will not change, but we will add verbiage because, bottom line, we want to be able to have the, you know, the clarity for those of you who are going to sign this petition. Now, I want you to understand that this petition you can download and you can begin. The signature sheet will not change. The petition will. But you can download, and we don't have it yet, but I need to also put in, you know, a PowerPoint and or a little slogan that you can print out, however you want to do it, landscape on a little sheet, or you want to put a few sheets together where you make your own little banner. I don't know how many people out there still have dot matrix printers where you can actually print a banner of multiple sheets long. Remember those days? And so this way you can have a banner for your table in getting people to actually come, you know, get their attention. And there's nothing probably better than if you would like to see the Biden administration removed, sign our petition. Then you can give them the details. Now, the details, hopefully, they're right there in the petition, so hopefully you've read it, and you understand that you point to this lawsuit, and the whole point is that you are using our First Amendment rights. And so it would also be helpful for you to have some information, basic information regarding the First Amendment rights. We're putting a document up there. It is not complete. We're going to be adding stuff to it, but it will look complete enough for you to, you know, or good enough for you to be able to help people understand the fundamentals on a First Amendment petition. What we want you to do is we want you to begin educating. We want you to get on board with this national campaign. And, oh, by the way, this movement in campaign speaks, or in, I guess, in campaign space or in political space, this movement is being initiated by Paul Venable, who is running for Senate out of Missouri. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, let me also tell you that we've already got a new petition that is going to come forth. And this petition is absolutely going to challenge the constitutionality of our involvement and actually our relationship and allowing an unconstitutional form of governance to have any kind of creation and connection to the United States and even existing within the United States. The UN, the fact that the UN is in the United States is a direct violation of the U.S. Constitution. And we're going to give you this petition because this petition is basically going to demand that we not only, you know, disengage from, but we absolutely disengage from all foreign alliances, period. If you don't know what's going on, this weekend, starting this week, the UN is actually having a leadership meeting for the World Health Organization and its governance. And the Biden administration is absolutely pushing forward in trying to amend documents that will subjugate the United States to the UN over health and pandemic. In other words, they believe that the portal for surrendering your constitution lies within medical fear and pandemics and so forth. Now, folks, right, wrong, or indifferent? Right, wrong, or indifferent? The government cannot do what they are doing. And we're going to give you the facts. We'll provide the citation, and we'll provide a plethora of citations. And probably the next petition that we'll do after that is federal jurisdiction regarding, you know, state land, state property, you know, anything state, and real estate as well. Because these things are three critical, I'll just say, battle points in this revolution that this insurrection that they are committing against our Constitution. And we need to actually deal forthright against these very three specific battles. The fourth one being, which we've already got, is the petition for the, help me out here, for the invasion. Sorry. Not all the cylinders are firing right now. I have a little frog, and it's all related to, you know, obviously my lung issue. But anyhow, what we want you to do is we want you to know and understand we're giving you all of the weapons, and probably by the end of the next couple of weeks, we should have three more petitions for you. But keep in mind that these petitions are going to bear either a cover letter or a little, you know, some little indication so that you understand that this is a part of the Paul Venable movement in basically reclaiming the Republic. And that the reclaiming the Republic is obviously my trademark, but it is a part of this process. And I think his campaign is America Wins, or You Win America, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we're uniting and working together, because that's what leaders do. They lead and they unite on the common objectives in solving problems. And they actually strike at the root of the problem. They don't give you this facade that, you know, they're doing something noble and great in this grand gesture, but the outcome of their efforts is zero, zilch, nothing. As a matter of fact, this is how the progressives have constantly pushed us down this, you know, and it's actually where they're not pulling us up the slope. They're pulling us down the slope. In other words, they've got gravity. They've got so much momentum going that, you know, they're able to get us closer and closer to getting off of this ledge and to absolutely collapse our constitutional republic. And they're not going to tell you what they need to do. So we're going to actually, for Feedback Friday, and this is how we'll probably do this for most of the summer, we will probably dive into some of the campaigns around the nation that we're going to be kind of exposing you to, so that you understand really what's happening, so you can start putting context to the local elections as well. Folks, if you're not finding a person taking a stand on the Constitution, then there's nothing in your election race that will help you, because bottom line, you're just fighting over two sides of the same coin. And I'll give you an excellent example of that as we kind of look at a very specific race going on in the Missouri Senate race where Paul Venable is running. Because just looking at, you know, where it is today in this race and the momentum, it's appalling to believe that the people are so gullible. I mean, Missouri is called the show me state. In other words, prove it to me. And it's like they've completely lost the understanding of what that means. Anyway, as you know, the show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you're listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. If you haven't gotten your Wyoming Conservative Chronicle, then I would highly recommend that you go out and get your subscription. If you've subscribed, you should have already got it this week, because most of the people that I know, hey, I got it, I got this copy. Now, as I look through this, there is a lot of focus, obviously, on Wyoming politics. And I'm what I'm hoping to do is this, because right now it's limited on pages, but this is the beginning. I mean, the fact that you're actually getting and you're absolutely receiving a multi-sided view, or at least views that are providing you the alternate view instead of the mainstream media, and or, you know, just a conservative view. And so I'm hoping that we'll actually get the founder and the person in charge of this paper on, so that we can, you know, have this conversation of what they're trying to do, what they want to do, and where they want to go with this. And so with that, I can only tell you that if you're looking for furniture, go to timbernation.com. Now, they can do almost anything and everything you want. They can create desks, drawers, and cabinets, and they can do anything. All you have to do is help them by designing what you want, because if you don't see it, they can do it for you. And if you're looking for that type, that level of uniqueness, the functionality, to me, the wood itself provides the beauty. You know, I'm one of those people that believes that things should be both functional and attractive. Now, some people just veer on the attractive and they look at, you know, the adornments, you know, and all of that type of stuff and the presentation of stuff. And I believe that that presentation, when it comes to real hardwood, it is just evident. But go to timbernation.com and get your order in. And with that, when we come back, we're going to dive into a view, an upstream view and a downstream view of this Missouri Senate race on the Republicans. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, and let me also plug really quick, because I try to get two endorsements in each show. Go to AdLocal if you're looking to run a campaign, if you're getting ready to do the campaign in the next two elections. And oh, by the way, folks, to be clear, I've been working with people. Do not think that you can, you know, get into a race really quickly and actually get some wind in your sails and everything else. The only way you can really, so you have to start planning now for the 2024 election now. These petitions will help you do so. If you know your county commissioner is going to be up for election in 2024, now is the time to start your attack. Because what you want to do is you want to create these credentials. So in context, a lot of times we don't have an we don't have a window to waste. So there's many races that we have right now that we've got people that are diving into this. And okay, so we have to do everything we can to win every race. And so this is why we need to create this movement. We need candidates to get on board. If we want to call this the Reclaiming the Republic movement, that's fine with me. You can use my trademark. I'm okay with you using my trademark, as long as you don't use it for financial gain. For political gain, I will support and endorse you in using it if you are all about full compliance of the Constitution. As soon as you start making compromises on the Constitution, like repealing and replacing Obamacare, any type of position like that, then you can't use the Reclaiming the Republic. Reclaiming the Republic is all about full-fledged assault on non-compliance to the Constitution. I hope you understand that. It is all about compliance to the Constitution. Anybody that is out there that is not in support and demanding full support of the Constitution, then they do not deserve, and they're not worthy of your vote, and they're not worthy of the position they hold. That simple, okay? So, as you know, we've got a lot of content. I'm going to get into that as soon as I get through this. But what I want to do first is I want to give you a little, you know, view of what ended up happening out of the Idaho primary. So, because everybody competed in the Republican primary for the Attorney General, it was really unfortunate. Had I known that Art Machumber had gone into the Republican race, I would have had him remove himself prior to the primary so that he would be running on a constitutional ticket, which would allow him to go to the general. That would have been the smart thing for him to do, and it would have positioned him in the right position. You know, and so what's really sad, and what absolutely, I'm hoping to have this of several long conversations with Art, but the fact is, even his local county Republican Central Committee endorsed and supported the lapdog Labrador. Now, I don't care how nice Labrador is, but Labrador is a politician just looking for a paycheck. And so when you have an attorney general, that's a very specific position. That's a position that really needs to understand the Constitution and where the fight needs to be, because it happens to be the only position that is a legal position. And the fact is that attorney generals that play the game in trying to fight battles in the wrong courts and wrong jurisdictions and the wrong kind, using the wrong, I'll just say, implements of war, then it just shows that they do not understand. And I believe that towards my relationship with Art, he was beginning to see and understanding that there absolutely is a good, viable way that a attorney general can take the helm as the attorney general and start directing and moving the state in the right direction. Well, it just so happens that in Missouri, one of the leading candidates happens to be the attorney general and happens to be using his position as the attorney general for his for benefiting his campaign. It's kind of like the vice president running for president and, you know, using that as a launch position. It's the same thing with Secretary of State and so forth. Interestingly enough, you know, the campaigns we're actually going to be focusing on, just so you understand what we're doing and moving forward, is we are going to be focused on Missouri, Montana, South Dakota, Wyoming, and any other race out there that we get people getting involved and supporting these campaigns. So, especially this national campaign, this national movement, it's really important that we all start getting involved in these petitions. So let me give you some ground truth on this Missouri race and the movement for America under the Paul Venable leadership, because Paul Venable wants to empower you, the people. He wants to empower you to start demanding the compliance of the Constitution. What this means is he is absolutely going in the opposite direction of every politician out there right now. Well, I should say, there are people in Wyoming and others, but in this particular race, he's the only one that is going in the right direction and going against the flow. Because I'll tell you what, the political energy is this massive river now going in one direction, and it is the elitist direction that we are to be governed by these people, and they are empowered to do whatever they want to do, which is antithetical to our constitutional republic and what a public servant is supposed to do. You understand this? So the elitists have been and will continue to play you, America, for fools. I mean, you're being played, and we've been played all this time. We keep on going down. America is proving itself to be insane because we keep doing the exact same things but expecting a different result. This election and this campaign is going to prove one of two things. Because if the Trump campaign, or I should say, if the Trump movement or organization does not jump on this movement and get involved in this movement, and they play deaf, because if they're out there listening and if they're out there hearing the different comments and so forth, there's no doubt in my mind, and I challenge every single one of you to call upon their organization, send them emails, call them letters, whatever, and let them know that there is now at a national federal election campaign where one person is actually driving to remove the Biden administration in every way possible, both in the legal sense of getting the Supreme Court to do what they were supposed to do, or getting Congress to do what they should have done January 6th, and that's Paul Venable. So in other words, there's only one person that is actually out there that really cares about what is best for America, not what he believes is best for his career. Because any politician, is willing to compromise and sell themselves a little bit so that they can further themselves to the next little level by playing and placating the real masters in this game. And the real masters in this game, unfortunately, or I should say, those who seem to have this control because of our blindness and our stupidity are the elitists. Folks, you're the ones that are empowering this movement of the elitists, moving us down this path. Disengage, quit looking, and quit following these idiots. These idiots are trying to destroy. They've been successful in destroying your liberty. Not even trying. They've been successful in doing this. So, as you know, we need to start going down this path of empowerment. So instead of leading you and the states to organize, these elitists are telling you to, save the same methodologies. They want to use the same methodologies, whether that be court, whether that be, empowerment, so that they can make compromises. We're going to give you a better system. They don't have the power to give you a better system. And the whole time they're doing this, they're stealing your liberties. As they create fear, as they create this, why is it that we have to have this big, huge monstrosity of healthcare system? Because, health is important, and if you don't want to get sick, and if you do get sick, you have to have the system. No. Folks, we had the best system in the world until the government got involved. And the reason we had the best system in the world is because it was ran by compassionate services, by churches, by the organizations that do compassionate services the best, which are churches. Anyway, let me continue on, because again, we're focusing on upstream versus downstream views, right? Now, in the Republican race, it is a 21-person race for Senate in Missouri. In this Missouri primary, there are 21 people running, and all of them are going and playing lapdog to the Republican establishment. The two that are at the top that seem to have the highest or the most wind, and when I say wind, I mean money coming into their campaigns, happens to be, you know, what we would just call the atypical, you know, managers for the Republican Party or the Republican establishment. Let's be clear. When I say Republican establishment, I don't mean little government establishment Republicans like Madison, where, you know, you can have constitutional, you know, candidates out there that are Republicans, but these are not constitutional. Neither of these two men are constitutional. And so, to be fair, we want to make sure that you understand that to be constitutional, you have to be an advocate in demanding full compliance of the Constitution. You can't be, you know, constitutional and out there being milquetoast or, you know, what do you want to call that, mealy-mouthed and say, oh, well, yeah, the Constitution is important, but, you know, what we have to do is far more important. No. So when we get back, we'll kind of go through this list of what I call the Eric squared race, because there are Erics in this race, and to be fair, there's actually three Erics in this race, but there are two that have the most sale. We'll be right back after this. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so we're going to look, again, upstream, downstream views and what these people are doing. Because when we talk about the issues, they're going to be talking and giving you the downstream view solution. In other words, they're going to say, oh, well, not one of these Republican establishment lapdogs are going to say, we need to completely get the UN out of America. We need to basically sever all ties, all unconstitutional ties with all of these foreign governing entities. NATO, all of them. And as a matter of fact, we need to sever all ties with Britain, Australia, and every ally that we're sharing intelligence and our capabilities and everything else. We need to do this, folks. We have no constitutional authority to creating this type of web work for this globalist movement. Because we are, unfortunately, we're the primary eyes and ears for the entire world, for Big Brother. And that has to change. And the only way we're going to save America from not being thrown into this global abyss is by severing these types of ties. And so this is why we have to start looking at the upstream view, because the only reason we're getting closer and closer is because we're the big players in this. We're the ones that have been subsidizing and driving this globalist movement for these elitists. We've been kowtowing and basically being the lapdogs for Soros and the rest of these evil men. It's got to end, folks. And we need leaders that are going to take us down that path. And those leaders in this particular race, or the leader in this particular race that will do that, is Paul Venable. So, again, as we're going into the break, I basically kind of refer, you know, right now the focus is on this Eric Squared, you know, race. And when I say that, technically there are three Erics in the race, as I was alluding to. Not to be, you know, insensitive to the third Eric, if you're not getting the money, if you're not getting the party support, the lapdogs. Because I'm telling you, the party, I've been telling you and telling you, and I'm telling you right now, the party's the problem. The Republican Party in most all of these states, and obviously in Idaho, the Republican Party was the problem. Look at what ended up happening in Idaho. You know, the liberals, the Democrats that are rhinos actually won. I was absolutely flabbergasted. Janice McGreevy, she was the one person that was beloved by most Idahoans. And how did they vote against her? It had to have either been because the Republican Party went around and actually stabbed her in the back, or, and I believe that the Republican Party is complicit in the election process, and I believe that they played what the Democrats do to make sure that the outcome of the election worked in their favor to maintain Brad Little as the petty tyrant of Idaho. And so there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, you can have corruption. I mean, look, in Texas in the 50s, one wouldn't have thought that there would have been the level of corruption that Lyndon B. Johnson was able to pull off in one city. But he did. Landslide Lyndon. Folks, we cannot be ignorant to all of this. We have to understand that the globalists and those who have gone to the great lengths of corruption and creating these corrupt processes in our system, we can't believe that these people are going to be willing to just roll over and let us take this country back. This is why you have to assert energy. You just can't get behind the campaign. So you actually have to exert energy in ways and above and beyond the way you have been. Energy such as financing the constitutionalists. They need money. The only way everybody else is going to hear this message and understand it is by them being able to run ads and demanding to be included in the, you know, in the race debates coming up when they finally finish the primary in August in Missouri. They'll start having debates. Don't let the debates be between the Republicans and the Democrats. You need to start demanding now. We want an all-race debate going into the general. In other words, getting Paul Venable on the stage and actually pointing his finger at both of these globalists, you know, at the Democrat and the Republican and whatever the other independents are. But I'm telling you, this is how the message gets out. And the only way we can get these things out is by you, the people, want funding. You have to throw some money in this. We all do. And we also have to start making phone calls and demands to say, we want to see, you know, every candidate that's running for this general election, because we no longer buy in the two-party system. We can't allow the two-party system to continue to destroy us. Because if we do, they will destroy us. They're this close to doing it, folks. So let me get into this. The two Erics are Eric Schmidt and Eric Greitens, or whatever. And so you know me. I'm not out here just trying to murder somebody's name. I apologize for not being so proficient in the pronunciation of names. So anyway, as I basically said, we have these two Erics, Schmidt and Greitens. Greitens. I'm going to call him Greitens. I'll land with that. And so taking the upstream view at this race, this is why, and this is how I can prove that both of these guys are are globalists. They are the lapdogs for the elitists. Oh, you know, if I can get this position, because they realize it's all about money for them. It's all about being able to be in the position so that when the Bolshevik Revolution and everything falls, and it won't be the curtain falling, but the Constitution falls, then one of them will be in the position of protecting their own butt. That's all. Now, Greitens is truly a chameleon, just like Bill Clinton. And all the evidence is there. Go read this for yourself. You don't have to go very far to ask yourself one question. How in the heck did he become the governor of Missouri? The show me state. The state that says, prove it to me. How in the heck did this man become a globalist? Well, I'll tell you how. It was the Democratic vote and the Democratic system and the Republican assistance in that. Go look at this man and his record. Greitens is a Rhodes Scholar. Do you understand what a Rhodes Scholar is? A Rhodes Scholar is a person. This is a scholarship that comes out of the UK. Guess who was actually a Rhodes Scholar president? Bill Clinton. And Greitens has this link. I don't know whether he was actually, you know, earned being a Navy SEAL or whether he kind of stumbled into the leadership of a Navy SEAL. I don't know. Don't understand. Haven't seen the connections of him going in and actually becoming a Navy SEAL officer right out of OCS or what have you. And so forth. But bottom line, he has this association to them. So everybody looks, the sun shines out this guy's butt. Well, no. You got to understand that people that succeed in the military, they succeed at one thing, and this is what it takes to succeed, in doing what you're told. Now, the Navy is very political. And obviously I'm going to have my biases towards the Marine Corps. If you really want to see the rebels, if you really want to see people that go against the grain and think for themselves and are actual leaders that don't necessarily do what they're told all the time, there you'll find those folks in the Marine Corps. And you'll find those folks, and it doesn't mean that, some of the most successful Marines, like Steve McQueen. What did Steve McQueen do? How was he a successful? His success may not have been in the Marine Corps, but he was successful, obviously, in everything else he did. Unfortunately, he died a young death. But the point is that Steve McQueen was actually kicked out of the Marine Corps for painting the tank pink and driving it down Oceanside. And so, he was pissed off. He was rebellious or what have you. And so that's a standard trait of a Marine. You know, in saying, you know what, I'm not going to take this and I'm going to do something about this. I remember when I was at El Toro, this guy that worked on the flight line took an F-4, you know, just to prove that these college idiots that you go up and crash these things, that any enlisted just can get behind that cockpit and take off without any flight training. And they take off and he did. He took off and landed at El Toro. But my point is, folks, just because this person is a SEAL does not mean that he's going to be a good leader. He is a good follower. He does what he's told. They have tough jobs, tough assignments. Nobody wants to put their lives at the extreme risks that they have to do, but you have to be obedient. And one of the things that there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, Greitens, he is obedient as a Rhodes Scholar. But look at his record. He is an absolute chameleon. He's been a lifelong Democrat. Even in the military, he's been a Democrat. But he changed his party affiliation in 2015 and then won the Missouri governor race in 2016. Folks, this guy is really good at pulling the wool over people's eyes. But the funny thing is, and here's the thing, that he even has as much political sail or wind in his sail at this point in time in the Senate race is because of his Clinton-esque ability, this Teflon suit that he wears. And so technically, this guy was caught in a scandal in violating campaign laws or campaign rules. And so he ended up getting ran out of office. Folks, this is only the tip of the iceberg on this guy. And I'm just telling you, the fact that he's getting as much support as he has everything to do with the uniparty system and the globalist elitist. This guy does not want to empower you. He wants to govern and rule you. We're going to be right back with Focus on Schmidt next.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so let's focus now on Schmidt. Schmidt is not loyal to you. He's not loyal to the Constitution. Here is a man who has surrendered his loyalty and his life to the Bar Association, which is an elitist globalist position. As a matter of fact, if you understand the 13th Amendment, which has actually been ratified, that we're not talking about the 13th Amendment of 1850, whatever, 60, I think maybe 61, 62, whatever. I'm not talking about the one you read as the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment that the two parties and the global elitist have successfully been able to convince you that it doesn't exist. This is the amendment that was ratified when Madison was president and went into effect that basically barred anybody who was a part of the Bar Association from being able to be a U.S. citizen and voting or even being in office. Go read this amendment. Now, everything you're going to read will tell you that this amendment was never ratified. I can prove otherwise. We have hardcore evidence that it was proved otherwise because it was implemented in all of the states going into the 1880s. And it was somewhere around that time frame where they actually started eradicating it. But instead of actually saying we want to repeal this, they knew if they repealed it, it would tip their hand. It's the same thing with why is it that they haven't gone down the path of trying to amend the Constitution appropriately to assume these powers? It would have tipped their hand. So they've been getting away with usurping and everything else. They knew that they had to continue doing this. But Schmidt is a lawyer who is loyal actually and directly to the globalists by being a member of the bar. And here is the one way you can prove this. Get this man to rescind his membership in the Bar Association and to actually swear by his oath of office
that he will support the Constitution over any other alliance or organization or potent in his life. Because bottom line, if you understand how, you know, we all talk about how the parties are the problems. Come on, everybody. How many times have you heard and you've even said lawyers and our legal system is the big part of our problem too, if not the problem? So I want you to understand that you need to actually demand that he basically remove himself from the Bar Association. We need to start demanding this of anybody who wants to be a politician. You can't be both. You can't be a member of the bar and be a politician. We have to start asserting this framework that the 13th Amendment was designed to protect us from these loyalists that were actually loyal to something else other than the Constitution. More importantly, when you look at his website, all he does is point how he uses the court to defend you. Folks, he doesn't want to empower you. He wants you to let him do all the thinking and making the decisions for you. And that what's best for you is making the political compromises and allowing the court to actually govern us. This guy is doing nothing more than signaling you that what you need is a stronger, more powerful, assertive leader who uses the court system and this blanket, this facade of law, all of it being unconstitutional. Instead of saying, I trust you. I need to empower you to hold me and all of my cohorts accountable. Because that's what it comes down to, folks. We have to start holding them accountable, right? So looking downstream at politicians and how they show you how they believe, they must have the power to govern. This is their point. Give me the power. Folks, have you forgotten Lord Acton? Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. The more power you give them, the more corrupt they become. This is what has placed us, America, and this Constitutional Republic in peril today. These two monkeys, the Schmidt and Greitens or whatever, the two Erics, the Eric squared, they're monkeys. They're dancing to the organ grinder, but they're singing a song that placates you and makes you think they're there for you when they're only there for themselves and to earn more access to more power by being anointed and blessed by the globalist. This goes back to what I was saying in the beginning. Will Trump prove himself to be truly the advocate of the people? Or is Trump literally just another tyrant that is looking to get access to govern and control you more? Typical elitists do not want you to hold them accountable, and they will not support the First Amendment right of petition. They do not want you to have the teeth or to use the teeth that the Constitution gives you to direct them in what they must do. Even more evident, they do not want you to exercise your constitutional power to remove them for not complying to their oath of office. Folks, a true leader is a humble person that is willing to actually follow and abide by the parameters that we have set a long, long time ago in how they are to govern us. And that governing has to be within the compliance or has to be within that framework of the Constitution. So constitutional leaders are those begging you to have them be held accountable, them and their cohorts, all of them. In other words, they're the ones that are pointing to using your First Amendment petitions, not going out and protesting, not having rallies, because those things are absolutely useless. First Amendment petitions are absolute exercising your right, your God-given and inalienable right to petition government for the redress of grievances. This is civility with direct consequences, folks, when you use your First Amendment petition. It goes back to this concept I told you, that when we actually start exerting our First Amendment petition and telling government how they're wrong and what they need to do and holding them accountable, and one way or another, we're going to hold them accountable. If we can't hold them accountable by withholding our taxes, folks, at a minimum, we need to hold them accountable. We need to hold them directly accountable at the polls. When it comes to the ballot and the election, we have to stop voting for these tyrants. Anybody that has an R and D next to their name, you have to start questioning whether they're a tyrant or not. If you're not in a dark red state, and Missouri should be a dark red state, but they're still tyrants. They're called rhinos. And both of these guys are proven rhinos. Proven because they don't support the Constitution. Just because Schmidt uses the court to actually try to fight. You know, if he was truly a champion of the Constitution, he wouldn't be going to the court to stopping these mandates. He would be suing the state legislature for failing to actually create the necessary laws and governance, because it's their job. It's not the court's job to govern us. It is the state legislator's job. A true constitutional attorney general would be attacking the state legislatures and beating them, you know, head and neck, and doing all sorts of body blows in getting these guys by pummeling them into submission that they must comply to the Constitution. But unfortunately, they don't, and they won't, because they aren't there to actually serve you. They're there trying to get their position at the altar of power so that they can obtain and climb the ladder to have more and more power, because that's the corruption in their heart. This is where we are, folks. So with less than 2 minutes left, I did not get a chance to go into the issues, the Bill of Rights or what have you. But one of the things I didn't get a chance to do, because we were talking about software, and we're going to dive back into this on Monday. You have to understand, software, operating system, firmware, all of these types of things in the software world, basically what they do is they take, find, and require user information, and they pass it along. Whether they just do this as an umbrella, whether they just do it like firmware, or whether they're actually doing this nefariously by design. All of these companies are crossing the Fourth Amendment. In other words, they're violating the Fourth Amendment, which is the right of the people must be secure in their persons, house, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. And the fact that they're actually doing these things by asking and taking all of this information, saying, you got to provide this. Why? Why do you have to provide this? Why is your data essential? Well, they don't want you copying them. You know what? The average person is not the person out there copying. It is other corporations. So it's not about patent and licensing, because really, when it comes down to it, it's all about being able to legally obtain information and coming after you. When we look at this, here's the question for you. Does software and the information that they get and obtaining and demanding that you provide this information, does that not fall under the 14th Amendment? Or does the 14th Amendment only apply to government? Originally, yes, but today, no. In the private businesses where, you know, back in those days, private businesses were autonomous. And I'm going to have to finish this because this is really important. You have to understand that software companies need to be held to the same constitutional standards. All companies today that absolutely have any user data, they have to start complying to the Fourth Amendment. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.